Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hay, 3-5. And now the Mishnah will set forth the various Torah readings for special days. The Mishnah starts out by saying, "Bepesach, on the holiday of Pesach, meaning the first day, Rosh, the first day of Pesach, Korin beparshas Moados shel Toras Kohanim." Read the section that talks about the various festivals that we find in Toras Kohanim. Toras Kohanim is the Mishnah's way of referring to what we call Chumash Vayikra. And the point here is that there are two separate sections in the Torah, in the Chumash, that talk about all of the various festivals. One is found in Parshas Emor, that's the one we're talking about here. Toras Kohanim Vayikra is in Parshas Emor. And there's a second one in Chumash Devarim in Parshas Re'eh. So we're saying here that on Pesach, the first day we read from that first one, in Emor. Ba'atzeres, on the holiday of Shavuos, you read Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lecha, that's talking about the other reading that's in Parshas Re'eh that talks about the Moedim over there. And then back on Chag, we go back in once again to Toras Kohanim, the first day of Sukkot. Once again, we once again refer to the Emor festival reading. Barosh HaShanah, says the Mishnah, you read B'chodesh HaShvi B'echad L'chodesh, that is the section in Parshas Emor, again, that's referring to the seventh month, first day, which is Rosh Hashanah. I'm talking about the festivals. That's all how our Tana and our Mishnah here holds. However, the halacha is not quite like that because the Gemara does something different. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, it's going to work out that on the first day of Pesach, the simon is given as Mashach, and it's reference to Parshas Bo, which starts in 12:21 of Bo, which is Mashach, the requirement to take the Korban Pesach, and then there's a Haftorah from Yehoshua Perakei, which is the Pesach in Gilgal. On the second day of Pesach, the simon to remember it is Tura, which means a bull, and that means we're referring to Parshas Shor or Kesev. That's Parshas Emor. That's a word. That's what's referred to in our Mishnah here, explicitly. And the Maftir will be the Pesach of Yoshiyahu. That's in Malachim Beis Perek Chav Gimel. That's how it's done in Chutz Laaretz. On the third day of Chol HaMoed in Chutz Laaretz will be Kadesh. That's a reference to Kadesh Likol Bechor. That's read at the end of Parshas Bo. That's, in Shmos, Perek Yud Gimel. On day four, you have what's called, referred to as Bekaspa. That's referring to the Parsha about Im Kesef Tilva. That's talking about in Parshas Mishpatim. So that's Shmos Chav Beis, Shmos 22, starting with Pasuk 24, Chav Dalet. On the fifth day, you have Psal, that's referring to Psal Lecha, the Parshas Ketisa talking about Moshe Rabbeinu carving the second set of Luchos tablets. And on the seventh day in Chutz Laaretz, we have, referred to as Shlach, that's the Parshas, what we call Parshas, Parsha B'Shalach, starting from Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel, that's chapter 13, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk 17. And there's the maftir of V'gidaber David LaShem, that's Shmuel Beis, V'chav Beis there. And then in Chutz La'aretz, the eighth day is the second day of Yom Tov, that's referred to as the reading is Bukhra, like from a firstborn Bukhor, and it's the Parshas Kol HaBukhor that we find in Parshas Re'eh, that's in Devarim Tezvav Pasuk Yotes, 16:19. And the maftir on the eighth day in Chutz La'aretz is Ori Yom Benov La'amo, that's in Yeshaya, starting from Perek Yud, from Pasuk Lamed Beis. Now, Shabbos that falls out in the middle of the Chag, so there we read from Kitisa, Re'e Ata Omed Alai, and then the Maftir will be the Tzamos HaYoveshos, referring to, that's Yechezkel, starting in chapter Lamed Zayin 37, about the dry bones. On Shavuos Lalacho, the first day in Chutz La'aretz, is going to be B'chodesh HaShlishi. That's the beginning in Parshas Yisro, starting from Yisro chapter 19 in Shmos, where we talk about the revelation of Har Sinai. And the maftir is Bahir B'shloshim Shana. That's in Yechezkel, starting near the beginning, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chavches. And the second day in Chutz La'aretz, you read Kol Bechor. That's again back in Parshas Re'eh and Chumash Devarim. And the Maftir is Tefillah Chabakuk. That's in Chabakuk Perek Gimel, starting from Pasuk Aleph. On Rosh Hashanah, so the first day of Rosh Hashanah both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, we read Vashem Paket Es Sora, that's Parshas Vayera in Chumash Bereishis. So it's like chapter 21:1. And the Maftir is the Maftir about Chana, which is the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph there. Okay. Now, in the second day of Rosh Hashanah, both in Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, so then we read Ve'elokim Nisa Es Avraham, that's Parshas Vayera, and also in Bereishis. And then the Maftir is Matzachem B'Midbar, that's Yirmiyahu from chapter 31, Pasuk, Perek Lamed Aleph, from the beginning there, Pasuk Aleph. The reference, the connection of those are because Chana was remembered and Sarah was remembered on Rosh Hashanah. And similarly, okay, fine. The Akedah Yitzchak is to recall the schus of the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah. Now the Mishnah returns. The Mishnah says, "Biyom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur." The Torah reading is Acharemos. That means that's from what we call Parshas Acharemos, which is sets forth, you know, the whole Seder Hayom, the what happens on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol, and the Maftir is from Yishaya Perek Nun Zayin, starting with Pasuk Tesvav. Says the Mishnah, "Biyom Tov Harishon Shel Chag," on the first day of the Chag, meaning of Sukkot. So the Koran Beparshas Moados Shebetoras Kohanim, back to reading the from Emor, all the festivals. Again, starting from the words actually a little before that, Shor Kesev, like on Pesach. Ubishar Kol Yimot Chag, and the rest of the days of Sukkot. Remember, each day of Sukkot, there's a slightly different set of korbanos given because the number of bulls that are brought decrease each day, one lower than the previous. So each is like kind of a separate day, and therefore during Chol Hamoed we read for korbanos achag, says the Mishnah, Parshas Pinchas that talks about the various musafin. We'll talk about the unusual musafin of that day. On Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, so that's not Simchas Torah yet, they read Kol Bechor, meaning that's back in Parshas Re'ei, Chumash Devarim, starting from Perik Tesvav Pasuk Yotes, so 15:19, and then there's the Maftir about the Karbanos from Parshas Pinchas, and the Maftir is from Malachim Aleph, Perik Ches, we're talking about Vikchalas Shlomo, okay, and then on the ninth day of the Chag in Chutz La'aretz, which is not a holiday in Eretz Yisrael, but the reading would be what would be the Simchas Torah reading. And there, it's on the eighth day, is Zosa Bracha, the end of the Chumash, and the Maftir is Vayhi Achre Mos Moshe from Yehoshua in the very beginning. Okay. And the Shabbos that falls out in the middle of Sukkot, so there you read from Kitisa, starting in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis, 33:12. Okay. And the Maftir is Biyom Bo Gog, that's the Gog and Magog story from Yechezkel, starting from Perek Lamed Ches, 38, Pasuk Yud Ches, verse 18.